AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump rally incident. I'm Chuck Sievertson. The local district attorney says a shooter is dead and one, maybe two bystanders are dead at the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, north of Pittsburgh. The former president is fine at a local medical facility, says a Trump spokesman, who says Mr. Trump thanks law enforcement and first responders. This happened almost 90 minutes ago. There were popping sounds and Donald Trump dropped to the deck behind his podium. This is how it sounded.
Take a look at what happened.
Secret Service agents swooped in, picked up the former president, and there was a bunch of blood on the side of his head around his ear. Mr. Trump was taken by agents to his motorcade and driven off. The White House says that President Biden has received an initial briefing on the incident. Trump spokesman says Mr. Trump is fine. This is ABC News. How do you know you're affected by the huge data breach at AT&T that exposed the records of nearly all of its wireless customers? The company says hackers stole records of calls and texts from nearly all its 90 million customers in 2022. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
AT&T says it will notify affected customers by text, email, or regular mail. It's not providing identity theft protection at this time, but it is warning customers to beware of emails or texts requesting personal information and says never click on a link in an unsolicited email or text.
A man accused of holding his girlfriend captive in her dorm room at a Minnesota college for 3 days while raping, beating, and waterboarding her has reached a plea deal that calls for a sentence of up to 7.5 years. St. Catherine University, that from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Delta banning flag pins after outrage over two flight attendants photographed wearing Palestinian pins. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Broadcasting from the Madison Studios at WMDX. Also heard up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio. And we're in Waukesha. Hello, Waukesha. WAUK, the Shaw 101 FM and AM 540 AM. Welcome to the show, everybody. These guys are going to be playing at Atwood Fest 2024 on Saturday on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. And they're nice enough to send us a brand new song. And it rocks. Sick Love. This is Automatic Lovers, a debut of Automatic Lover on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Reassure me that for you I'm a semi-god. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cuál demente sin
Tell me
Elena, tú que estás bien buena, Elena, amor.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Automatic Lover. That is Helena. And brand new, not even released yet, debuted just now on Max Inc. Radio. That was Sick Love by Automatic Lover.
That song's not even out, Jimmy.
It was sent to me literally 6 hours ago.
Yep.
Said, here, play this on the radio tonight. I'm like, oh, okay. So, and then, of course, I'm happy I got to preview at home.
Yeah.
Before playing it on the air, if you heard the bridge there toward the end. Nice little edit job, if I may say so myself. But wow, what a great song. I mean, it's exactly what I would expect from Automatic Lover. It's one of those songs that gets you up, makes you want to shake your booty and rock out.
Oh, man, and I just can't wait for them to be playing at the Clyde Stubblefield stage on the 27th of July for Atwood Fest. They're at 3:30 in the afternoon. That's going to get everybody's butt moving in that place. That lot is going to be shaking.
Hopefully there's
be a lot of fun.
Hopefully there's we're always lucky with weather, Rocker. I don't want to curse anything. I'll knock on some plywood here, but I'm hoping for a nice cold front.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jimmy, God loves the Green Bay Packers and Atwood Fest.
Yes.
We'll have good weather.
Welcome to Max Inc. on Saturday night, everybody. Broadcasting across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy. He's Rocker. We'd love to have you part of our show, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. We're talking about food trucks tonight, Rocker. What's your favorite food truck that's in your community? Is there a food truck festival that you go to on a regular or you've been to recently? Would love to hear your experience. And what is the best food to get out of a food truck, Rocker? In my opinion, that's tacos.
Yeah, but there is so much. We were talking about cheese curds. We were talking about all kinds of stuff. I just found one in Milwaukee, and it's called Chilwaukee.
Chilwaukee.
So they have popsicles, Jimmy.
Okay.
You get Chilwaukee pops, and how cool is that? You know, I found it on roaminghunger.com, and you can search and search Milwaukee, and it'll give you, you know, a list of all these food trucks. It's just amazing the variance and how many different food trucks there are. And barbecue, Jimmy, seems to be a big one.
Dude, there's a place here in Madison off of Broadway at that Shell station across from Menards. I have no idea what they're called, but they're always smoking ribs at this place. Mm. And you drive past, it smells so good.
Oh, my.
It's so good. 844-967-2789. A lot of stuff happening today, too. We're unplugged from politics. We're not talking about that thing. We'll hear that in the national news at the top of the hour. Did you hear that Richard Simmons passed away today?
Yes.
At 76 years old, Richard Simmons.
And on the same day, Jimmy, we lost Dr. Ruth.
And Dr. Ruth passed away today.
20 years older. She was 96 years old.
She was. She was a Holocaust survivor.
Yes.
And her story is quite remarkable.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I remember. So when I was a kid, growing up late 70s, early 80s, I had a little transistor radio. And I mean, I was glued to that thing all the time. I remember one of the programs I would listen to at night was Dr. Ruth talking about sex on the radio.
And she normalized it.
Well, she really did. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, I'm going to listen to this. This is interesting stuff. And never did it occur to me that I actually learned stuff from Dr. Ruth. You know?
Oh, my, Jimmy. I would ask you about what you learned, but well, I'm not going to go there.
I learned how to respect people that were different from me.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I learned that it was okay to be different.
Yes.
And it's okay to enjoy things or not to enjoy things. And I learned the general location of the clitoris.
Wow, Jimmy. Well, those are all good things. And Dr. Ruth, boy, she had just that great accent, great way of saying stuff. And, you know, everybody loved her. She was in her 50s when she was on the radio and then moved into TV.
Yes.
And she had up to 2 million viewers a week.
Her TV show was widely successful. A lot of people, and there was a lot of, it was just, for me, it was just fun to watch. And I took it as a learning experience. Dr. Ruth was legendary, dude.
Now, what about Richard Simmons? So now Richard Simmons, he was something else, right? Like, he was kind of a fat kid. And somebody was concerned about him, and they wrote him a note once, and they said, you know, you won't live long like this, so change your ways, basically, paraphrasing it. You know, he found fitness, and wow, he had quite a career, but he only made it to 76.
I'm trying to see what, sweating to the oldies. That was the thing that he was Big No One. That's what got him on the map, probably made him all his money, was sweating to the oldies. You know?
Aerobics. I mean, really, aerobics sort of was the was his thing. He really kind of, you know, the Beatles brought us, you know, Indian stuff, and Richard Simmons brought us aerobics.
Do you think Richard Simmons went to food trucks? I'm sure he did. Probably some of the vegan food trucks or something like that.
There's there's one here in Madison, Tui, and she does smoothies all from fruit, and she does veggie wraps.
Oh.
You know, so.
That's a total Richard Simmons food cart right
that
there.
That is.
Where would Dr. Ruth go for a food truck, Rocker?
Oh, boy. Somewhere in Nevada, maybe? Las Vegas?
Amazing news today. 844-967-2789. Let's do some blaming on Kane. We'll blame all of this on Kane.
Blame it on the Kane.
This is their latest one. It's called Stay. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Well, it's 10 p.m. on Friday night and time to have some fun. Music's playing, drinks are fun, good times for everyone. I can see you staring at me with a warning eye. Well, I can still remember our secret starry night.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the flavor that kills, and the American dream. Love that song. Love that band. They're going to be at Atwood Fest in 2 weeks, Rocker. They're going to be what? What stage? What day?
That is going to be the Luther Allison stage at 3:15 p.m. on Saturday, July 27th.
I have a reminder set right now to be at Atwood Fest at that precise time because I have not seen the Flavor That Kills yet, and I'm looking forward to it.
I want to see the band with Shawn He in it. She plays with that band now, too.
You know who else I'm really excited to see at Atwood Fest this year?
And who's
I'm hoping
that, Jimmy?
I can get over and check it out.
Yeah.
Is Generation Jones. And And it's kind of a cool little thing that you have put together with Generation Jones to support Joey Song.
Well, it's gone beyond little, Jimmy. It is Generation Jones is Joey Song in July. So we're taking the concept of Joey Song, which, if you know, is the January big concert that they have that all kinds of stars kind of fly in and participate, and you get to see all these different celebrities jam together. And I thought, wouldn't that be neat if we could do that? Because at Atwood Fest, we have all these local celebrities here, and they happen to be in one place at one time. So, and on the east side, of course, a ton of musicians live. So I thought, wow, why don't we have Generation Jones, who is an all-star band already, right? Mauro Magellan on drums, Kyle Henderson on bass from The Producers, you know, Georgia Satellites, Mike Massey, and the guitar player from Chaser.
Shawnee
Marks. And so what we'll do is we'll have them, their band, play Generation Jones, and then we'll have cameo guest appearances from different local celebrities coming up on stage for each song. And it's really, I think, going to be a really unique experience, and it's the closer of the festival.
It's pretty awesome, and it's going to be great to see, of course, Joey Song, a benefit to raise awareness and money for epilepsy and the prevention of that. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool story too. Go to just search for Joey Song online, and you'll see the story, and it's pretty cool. Atwood Fest happening Saturday and Sunday, July 27 and 28 here in Madison. If you're looking for a reason to come to Madison, if you haven't been here for a while, maybe you're listening to us up in Amory or up in Hayward, come visit us in 2 weeks. We'll put a party on for you. You'll go home Sunday evening or maybe Monday morning, a little refreshed, a little tired.
You know, Jimmy,
it's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of food trucks there, too.
I was just going to say three stages, 2 days, 30 bands. And then in between all the stages is Vendor Alley. There's craft, there's food, there's everything. There's even a kids' fest.
The kids' fest is pretty cool. How many food trucks or food vendors are on Atwood Avenue during? Do you have that number?
They're vendors. They won't have any food trucks per se. But it'll be vendors. And
a lot of those vendors, though, they own food trucks.
They may. That may be true.
A lot of them do.
And, there's like 20 or 30 food vendors alone. So
it's amazing. The smell of Atwood Fest is just amazing.
Mm.
All right. We'll talk more about Atwood Fest later. We got a double dip coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the Hungry Williams. I already played a song for them. We got to do another double dip of them. We'll do that at 8 o'clock. We got Terry Barr stepping in with Barr Notes here in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or in Madison at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by Herbal Aspect, 3 Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop them online and get it delivered at herbalaspect.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
It's time for your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr with a few notes highlighting some of the music news and happenings from around the state. Let's start with a shout out to the great blues man and friend of our show, Paul Filipowicz. Paul is already a member of the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, but this weekend, it's official, he is being inducted to the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. It's happening during a show at Kochanski's in Milwaukee, and Paul is calling this a very prestigious event and, of course, an honor. And if you want to check out Paul's skills, his band is the headliner of the Blues Cruise on Sunday afternoon, August 4th, at the East Side Club in Monona. Hot blues and some cool cars all in one place. And, of course, Paul Filipowicz. Congrats to you, Paul. The music gathering Life Fest is underway along the lakefront in Oshkosh.
They have an amazing lineup, 6 different stages going on. I mean, the weather looks great. It'd be a great weekend. You can buy a 3-day pass or you can just come for a day.
That's Amy Albright with the Oshkosh Visitors and Convention Bureau. Life Fest supports the goal of offering school outreach programs throughout the state, creating awareness about things like bullying and self-harm. You can find more about Life Fest and what it does at lifefest.com. That's LIFEST.com. And a quick reminder, the Community Organizations Promoting the Arts, or COPA, has several programs coming up this month in support of music and the arts. We've talked about it during a recent show with COPA's goal to build a big space for all to use. Well, Monday, July 15th is Music Industry Night. It's an opportunity to learn more about COPA and meet others in the arts. Then Wednesday, July 17th, it's the Summer Showcase and Jam with a house band and your chance to get up and play, or, you know, just relax and enjoy the music. Learn more about COPA by going to the website COPA, that's C-O-P-A, Madison.org. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr for the Max Inc. Radio Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Was hit by a car, quite a surprise when you're walking along. You thought you learned how to fly till you passed off the road. Then it was clear that something was drastically wrong. But then my soul gave instruction in positive thinking, teaching nervous businessmen the art of succeeding. And his lessons were based on the premise that little is wrong. You're probably still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. My my soul went out for a walk for a step in the back. I told it time and time again to avoid alleyways, and in the dark he never saw it coming, cause it happened so fast. Luckily he had nothing to steal on him anyway. But then my soul shrugged his shoulder, said it could have been worse. It's never better in the papers you're reading. He talked of honesty, integrity and positivity. You're still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That's The Solution there, and Still Alive. That's brand new music from The Solution Rocker. And don't forget, you can grab the Civic Media app. If you haven't already done so, you can get it at civicmedia.us, maxincradio.com, or at your favorite app store. It is the best way to take Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media wherever you go, Rocker.
Jimmy, British singer Adrian Grimes toured extensively through the 80s and 90s with his band Sumo Giants, sharing the stage with everyone from Joan Jett to Yngwie Malmsteen, but nobody beyond Keith Richards lasts forever. And after going back to school to earn a PhD, Adrian Grimes has landed here in Madison, Wisconsin, where he has answered a Craigslist ad in 2018, and The Solution was formed. Formed with seasoned musicians from bands like Rock Sally, Pulse, Falcon, The Solution is an award-winning band and have just released their sophomore album, Still Alive. And here in the studio with us is Adrian Grimes, drummer Jim Bant, and guitarist Mike Alice. Adrian, Jim, Mike, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, well, thanks very much for having us.
It's an honor to have you guys here. You know, earlier we were talking about food trucks. Did you guys have any favorite food trucks in the area that you've been grabbing tacos or whatever from?
I don't even know if I know what that is. What's a food truck?
It's a truck. They don't have food trucks over in...
No, they do. The classic in Britain is you all pile out of the pub getting completely drunk, and then we'd go get a doner kebab, which is like pretend meat on a pita bread.
Next time you do that, I want to come with you.
Yeah, it's awesome. It, you know, it drips down your chin onto your shirt,
then
you can't wear it beyond that. So it's all cool.
Love that.
That sounds like a lot of fun. We heard a little bit, but tell us a little bit more about The Solution from your perspective.
So yeah, I as you mentioned, I went back to school. I gave up music for a long, long time, and like took all the piercings out, and decided to be a serious human being for a change. And it didn't work at all. Ended up on all kinds of stuff. I finally decided I wanted to get back into it, and so landed in Madison in about 2011 and started to look at what the music scene was like. And there was this Craigslist ad, and it was like, oh, you know, we're all cool, and it's a Keystone thing. You can just come in and join. And I thought, well, I'm a lead singer. That's what I do anyway. You know, I just turn up and sing. Doesn't quite work out that way now. But anyway, I turned up and really liked these guys. I was worried that because, you know, I'm no spring chicken, that this would be like a bunch of youngsters, and they'd be like, you're too old, man. But no, it's worked out fantastically, and you know, we've been together now since, what, 2018? Was that our first gig?
Yeah, that's right.
That was frightening.
So when this guy shows up at our audition, if you will, it took us about a half a song, and we're all just kind of looking at each other going, okay, yeah,
nobody,
we're in.
Nobody say anything. Nobody's
giddy up. Let's go.
What was the inspiration for you to answer the Craigslist ad? I mean, what was it that you were looking to do?
Again, just get back into music, because I'd given up for such a long time. And, you know, there's that old classic adage about you can take the boy out of the band, but you can't take the band out of the boy.
Sure.
And that was the case. I needed to get back into something that was beyond work, beyond normal life. I wanted to, you know, jump back on the stage and be a rock star. Help, I think I'm a rock star.
Yeah.
So that was what it was all about. And ever since then, so for the past 5-6 years, we've just been jamming out with a pretty unique show. Everyone that comes to see us recognizes that we have a fantastic time. We get on with each other on stage. There's lots of smiles, lots of laughing.
But especially, do you wear a kilt?
I do wear a kilt, yes. And but not commando.
That was going to be my next question. All right. We know you were kilt, not commando, that's good. But you guys started out to be a cover band, and now you're releasing your second album of original music. Tell us about the transformation from cover band to writing your own music.
Well, it's not necessarily a transformation. It's more of a sort of a getting back into where we feel comfortable. I mean, I actually toured the States back in 1980 with a cover band all up and down the East Coast, based in Baltimore. And I used to do the kind of stuff that we're doing now, you know, Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin, Head Out to the Highway by Judas Priest, things like that. So
oh, yeah.
It was just natural for us to get back into the cover thing. But we also all come from a background of having done original music. And, you know, I had my first recording contract at the age of like 23. And so it wasn't a transition. It was just like, okay, let's start doing that again as well, because we already had a receptive audience. And so it was pretty easy for us to say, hey, what do you think of some of the stuff that we do as well? And so that's where that comes from. Like I say, it's not a transition. It's just inviting the audience to get off on the stuff that we're doing as well. But I wanted to say that, I listened to your show a couple of weeks ago when you played Still Alive, and you both were talking about it, saying, you know, it sounds kind of 1980s. And
it does.
Like, you guys are perfect. You know exactly where we're coming from.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's deliberately aimed at the sort of stuff that we grew up on.
Yeah.
And so yeah, you guys had it perfectly right. What you guys do is awesome.
Thank you.
You do your homework. You think about it. It's not just, here's a song. Then analyze it.
We faked doing the homework part pretty good.
But no, you completely got it. You nailed it. And that's what we're doing. I mean, the Still Alive song is slightly different. The chorus is definitely 1980s. You have big backing vocals and things like that. But I also tried to do that sort of, is it Imagine Dragons, the sort of rapping thing as well, just to bring it a little bit into the 2000s. Not too much into the 2000s, but anyway, we wanted to do something a little bit unique and original. So that's where that one came from.
Interesting. You know, when I first listened to Still Alive, I mean, the first thing I thought of, especially with the chorus and a couple of the bridge in there, was kind of Skid Row. And, you know, from like the late 80s, early 90s, Skid Row. Jim or Mike, why don't you two chime in on this? And going back to the cover band or doing covers to get the solution going, I would imagine to kind of gave you guys an opportunity to gel together and give you time to write your original stuff, right?
Yeah, and I'll add that some people might think we're a little bit crazy because we kind of still are a cover band, and we're also doing original music. And a lot of people will say, "Well, are you a cover band or are you original band?" And yes. Some people will say,
"We're a band.
You can't do both." But that's kind of what we're doing. We play covers to get gigs, and you know, paying gigs and such. And that's what really kind of pays the bills. And the original stuff is just gravy on top.
Yeah.
Perhaps someday you can make enough to pay your bills doing just the original stuff. That's always the dream, right, Rocker?
It is, Jimmy. Now, your debut album, How Does It Feel, won the Mama's Rock Album of the Year in 2022, and your new album, Still Alive, just hit the streets. Tell us about the new album.
So we kind of deliberately went for that Still Alive theme because, you know, the last few years has been really strange. You know, the world's in political unrest, and I'm not going to go any further with that. You know, we had the COVID thing because you've already heard that we guys got together at like 2018, and then right. 2019 was like a seminal year for us. We were like going out there and playing all around Wisconsin, and then COVID-19 hit, and like we're all stuck doing nothing. A huge challenge, and then we started to get back into it again, and we did the original record, How Does It Feel, and then you know a couple of other things happened for us. We had a terrible tragedy. We were playing the Harley Davidson sort of anniversary gig over on the east side of Madison, and unfortunately our light man collapsed. Dale Schultz collapsed and didn't make it. So we lost him just over a year ago. It was like last week was the anniversary of that. And so there's all these things that have been going on that have been really tough. But, you know, we've been pushing through that adversary. We've been pushing through. We've been trying to practice like outside at our guitarist's house, you know, just setting up in a field basically and making sure we don't pass germs to each other. And we've still made it. And so we're still alive. And so the theme, the reason we chose Still Alive was because it everyone goes through heartache and soul crushing experiences. And that's what the first two stanzas of that is all about. You know, the soul goes out for a walk and gets hit by a car the next time he gets stabbed in the back, but still thinks very positively. Man. But then the last part is about how it's actually okay to struggle. It's actually okay to be brokenhearted or to be soul crushed, but then still go on anyway. So everyone, that's kind of the idea was that, you know, we've been through all this, but we are still alive. Still alive! Oh. We're doing it.
Look at that. wow, yeah. Beautiful. You know, you've done a lot, and obviously you work with some of the best people, including Paul Schluter at Megatone Studios. Indeed. For recording. What was that recording studio and experience like for you guys?
I hate to take everything, but I would say that Paul is just such a cool cat. I mean, he's been... He's done the same stuff that we've done. He's been in recording acts. You know, he had contracts way back in the 1980s, and he's toured extensively. And we did the first track, the first album with him, and developed a relationship. And as a producer, he gets the best out of us. So, you know, if I'm doing the vocals, he'll give me ideas that I didn't think I'd ever have. You know, and when the guitarists are doing their thing, he challenges them as well. And so we had an interesting situation with this album where, because the first one, we all got together and did the mix for the, you know, the final production. And this time it's like, you know, Paul, you know what you're doing. Just go for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a very talented human being. I went out to see him and his band Foo Foo Dolls play last night at the Capitol Brewery. Great band.
Yeah, they're fun.
Paul, the vocalist, introduced him as said, like, he's got the best rock star smile of anyone around.
Yeah, so, he's always had that.
He's a nice guy. So, yeah, Paul and Megatone, just brilliant. And, you know, we did the first one in their place in Madison, just off the Beltline there. And now he's moved to Mount Horeb, and he's got an even bigger,
brand new studio out there, yep.
And I can't wait to get back in there. I'll probably just go in there myself and do some stuff just to go and hang out with the guy. He's just awesome.
That was one of the interesting things about changing locations with him. Was kind of a transition for us. We were halfway through the recording, and we ended up, you know, having to make the move out to Mount Horeb. What a nice place that is. It's just a fantastic spot.
I'm looking forward to going out there and checking out. Now, you guys, we're almost out of time here, so we got a bunch of shows coming up here. July 27th at Pub Fest in Stoughton. August 8th, you'll be at Boulevard Bike Night. That's kind of a staple for y'all.
Oh, yeah.
September 1st, you'll be at, is it Busky's Bighorn in Big Flats, Wisconsin?
That's right.
That's for our WFHR listeners up in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, very close to Rapids.
October 25th at Paulie's Pub and Eatery in West Allis. That's you were just there not too long ago, Rocker, there in Greenfield.
That's right, right across from State Fair Park. What a great place. Paulie's is a great club.
Tell us real quick, 30 seconds, what's up with Pub Fest in Stoughton? And tell us about the fun times at Bike Night at Boulevard.
Our Boulevard Bike Nights is just, like you said, it's a staple. It's great fun. It's outside. There's a lot of fun people there. We always have a blast there. Do you want to add anything, Jim?
It's a great event for a larger crowd for the Madison area. So it's a good opportunity to play there.
And what's Pub Fest?
Well,
I haven't heard of it yet.
It's a gig that booked us, and
I gather there's lots of beer tents. Okay. Everyone in the area has an opportunity to show us what they're doing in terms of their craft brewery ship.
I bet there's probably some food trucks there somewhere, and they're probably delicious.
I wouldn't doubt that a bit.
The Solution live in the studio, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in and talk with us. Congratulations on the new music and all your success, and hopefully it just keeps flooding in for you guys.
Thanks for having
Thanks
us.
Thanks again, guys. It's been fantastic coming in to talk to you.
We're going
to
play It Doesn't Matter Anyway. Quick, tell me about this song.
It's kind of the antithesis of a blues song. I kind of imagine this is like Heartbreak Hotel if actually Elvis didn't care if his baby just left him.
That's perfect. Doesn't matter anyway. It's the Solution on Max Inc. Radio.
So I
It doesn't matter anyway. That's Brand News, The Solution on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, thanks to the guys from The Solution for coming in today. If you want to find more or maybe get their music, follow their schedule, thesolutionmadison.com, thesolutionmadison.com. And get out to Bike Night at the Boulevard. That's a good time. They always bring the fun, for sure. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight, but she'll be in next hour with a recorded interview with the Big Lonesome. Chad will join her, and we'll talk about that Big Lonesome Boston-based band coming up after 8 o'clock. Also, Sammy Ray is live in the Lair coming up after 9 o'clock. Sammy's out of Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. Looking forward to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And, of course, we're talking about food trucks tonight. I still want to know, what is your favorite food truck in your community? Where have you gotten excellent food from a food truck? Do you like food trucks? Would you want to be a food truck reviewer? You could do that here in the city of Madison. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text from the Civic Media app. Elizabeth Berry, she's playing Atwood Fest 2024. You get all the details right now at atwoodfest.com. It's Breathing Girl, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
If I could find a map to take me far from here, see the bridges burning in the rear view. Be 0 to 60 in a new passing zone, ready for this long trip alone. Breathe in, girl, breathe out, girl, take a look around. This life's too short to get caught up in the settled town.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee. A nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.